also that we share mitzvos achal kenegazam achal tarf mechayim achal tarf mechayim.
Yeah.
Ela Sharmis is the low machai ela kada hate dummy. The Abba Kilda get the Kavasa Gala Sharmis, the Abba Tsira Tsira, Kava Kana 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 the Abba Tsira Tsira. Umay Masha Inkim Sharmis was Abba Lazar, the Kitu Rabbi Ami. The Abba Rabbi Ami, Zira Pekita Benisa in Kalama, Akas, Eno Chai Ela Akas.
Okay, so this of course we discussed in the very, very, very beginning of the year. Right, we already discussed the Habamin and the Maskana, the 2 days in Rashi, Rashi and Shabbos, which compares it to, hopefully, a much greater appreciation for now. Rashi compares it to Gufin Mechalakim. He noted the question of the Tatzalas Chaim, who says, what are you talking about? Is it possible to do two Melachos b'maisa echad? How's that Gufin Mechalakim? He suggested that Gufin Mechalakim means different Mechaivim or different Maisa Averas, and that's what's going on here. And then, of course, Rashi and Sanhedrin, who says two Shemos. We also noted that Avodah Zarah, maybe there's is the opposite of Shabbos in the sense that Avodah Zarah doesn't exist. So everything that you do, the Shem of Avodah Zarah, ends up merging into the same thing. The Maisa, the Tzura, is actually irrelevant because the whole point is that it doesn't exist. So except again, to distinguish between Avodah Pnim and Avodah Chutz, that's another possibility, as we saw in the name, as we saw in the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah, Shor Shadalid, when he speaks about Lav Shebekalos, but that becomes an important issue too. That there could be two mechayvim here. One is the mechayv of Avodah Zarah, the other is the mechayv of Bizui Avodah Hashem. Okay. In any case, that's what we discussed here. Okay, go ahead. But now, for talking about Avodah Zarah, so then the question is to interpret the second half. We also discussed one other thing, and that is the word Chomer, which again we discussed at the time. According to Milchas Chinuch, Chomer makes sense because Chomer is it's one shame, and yet we're still Machmir. And I was suggesting that if you want to say it's different Shemos, so what you have to say is that the Torah had in front of it more than one possible model. The decision to go with the model of intrinsic Shemos Iser, different Isaveras, itself reflects on the Chomer of Shabbos. Okay, continue. Now on the other half, though, the Kula of Shabbos. So of course this Lav Klumu is a bit of a problem. Even the previous halacha, Kasavar Beis HaKnesses, Kasavar Beis HaKnesses, Bishtach Oli B'lo Shamayim, if we take the case Kipshuto, is fine, we understand. He thinks that a place is a Beis HaKnesses, obviously he's done nothing wrong. And Rashi notes that, it could be other cases too, right? Afilu Yada Shehu Beis HaVodah Zarah Bishtach Oli B'lo Shamayim, Ein Chiyuv Kan, that's more controversial. Right? He is Libal the Shamayim, but he knows that it's a base of Avodah Zarah. So what happens then? And then, of course, that's highlighted by the next case, the Chazi Andarta, the Sagid Law, that it requires Kabbalah Salokus. Believe Kabbalah Salokus, even if he doesn't think it's L'Shem Shamayim, but do you need to be mistaken? That's one level. Even if you're not mistaken, let's say you have Kabbalah L'Shem Shamayim, that's a second. Does that help you? Okay, but if it does, that's a second level. And then what about a third level? And that is stam. Right? You find yourself in front of an andarta, and you there's no kabbalas elokus, but there's no kabbalah l'shem shemayim either. Right? What's the status in that case? And that's the third case. Okay, go ahead. Right. And this we've already done. This is part of our Helam Zev Zev Biyado issue. Okay. Of a Mifter the Gamri. Right.
The father.
Okay. All right, let's finish the two dots quickly. This report already intrudes on the Masasik part of the segment, which we'll do on Monday, but go ahead. Abai Shagag.
Abai Shagag, Lom Iskar, and Hikitam. He said, Lom Yom Golom, Ate. He gave a shout out to the part of the Iskar, and I gave a call, because it has no cover.
Okay, we don't have much time, so let's just speak about the three issues very quickly that come up in the sugya. So one issue is the issue that I just mentioned. That's a very, very subtle, difficult issue to pin down in the Gemaras and in the Rishonim and in the Achronim, but it's a very crucial one. And that is, I say, this idea of when Avodah Zarah requires Kabbalah Salakus, when is Stam Avodah Zarah. Again, we can detect three levels and different Gemaras that speak about them, but it's really hard to put all the evidence together, as I just said. What's the situation of Stam? That's one. That's the middle case. Then you have Libo L'Shamayim. When is that going to help you? So again, clearly Libo L'Shamayim V'lo Yada is Nisasek. In other words, V'lo Yada, that it's the base of Avodah Zarah. That's certainly no problem. But what about Libo L'Shamayim, where he does know? What are the conditions then? Knowing, we'll say, is his gun to his head. Is having a gun to your head and the fellow thinking that you're not Libo L'Shamayim better or worse? Right? You could see it either way. From the perspective of his perception, and other people's perception, it could be worse. From the perspective of your act, notwithstanding Libo L'Shamayim, it could be better. There's conflicting evidence on that point. That's a case of Libo L'Shamayim. There's a Stam. This is the middle case. Stam is the middle case. And here too, again, the question of what other people think. As opposed to what you have in mind, could be a crucial issue. And then, of course, the third case is Kabbalah Salakus. Is all cases of Kabbalah Salakus of Avodah Zarah, or are there circumstances that that allow for such a thing? In name, at least, only, if not in heart. Of course, that touches on the third issue that we're going to discuss, and that is, very briefly, the question of Yaharig V'Yavor. So in terms of what level of Kabbalah or Libo L'Shamayim, I say it's very unclear. Some Rishonim here, for example, make the distinction in our sugya. I think the Ra'ah, the Chidush Aran, in other words, Talmud Ra'ah, if you have a Davar HaNe'avad, right, then even without Kabbalah Salakus, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. Maybe even if Libo L'Shamayim, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. As Rishonim point out, if you were to say that Libo L'Shamayim always works, then you pretty much eliminate the Harig V'Yavor cases completely. Right, the guy puts a gun to your head, he says, bow down to the Avodah Zarah, and you say, okay, fine, no problem. Libo L'Shamayim. It doesn't seem in the Gemara that works. Right? Because the perspective of the Anos plays a role. Or, it could be that it never works, as long as there's a Neva, and you know of it, even if there's no gun to your head. On the other hand, if you have a Davar Chadash, something that's not established as a Nevad, so maybe then your attitude of Libo L'Shamayim or lack of Kabbalah Salakos makes a difference. That, I think, the Chiddush Rabban is the one who makes the Hara here. The other Rishonim, let's say, make distinctions between Stam and Anos. By and large, they think that Anos is worse because of the perception of the Anos, even though, as I said, it could be better from the perspective of why he's doing this. Again, or are the cases all cases of Stam unless there is Libo L'Shamayim? Maybe Libo L'Shamayim always helps you. It's just Stam where you have the Yarg V'Yavar. Another issue that comes up here that the Bali tells us to deal with, as do others, that is the question of L'Shem Bizayim. Let's say you open a Vodazara of the Bizayim, but it's dark of the Bizayim. Po'er Atzmo L'Po'er. How does that fit in terms of the normal requirements of Libo L'Shamayim or Kabbalah Salakus, and so on. So again, we're not going to go into this, but it comes up in our sugya, in some of the Rishonim, in some of the issues. Okay, well, what level of commitment? Partially, of course, this is has to do with the factor that I mentioned before about Avodah Zarah. Namely, the whole point is that we don't believe in Avodah Zarah. We believe that Avodah Zarah is insignificant and powerless. So from that point of view, you might say that everything is about your attitude. what you do isn't important, because the maisa isn't really about the same reason that there's no chiluk of avodah zarah. You might say that they're, you know, everything is about your attitude. That's the whole point. It isn't objective. On the other hand, there's reason to say exactly the opposite too. Namely, the problem is in avodah zarah not whether objectively you're being over to avodah zarah in some discernible, measurable way. The question is whether or not you are acting in a way that reflects a lack of loyalty to the Ribbono Shel'olam and to Torah Yisrael. I mentioned this a couple of years ago when we discussed this very extensively, but the question of Islam, for example. Right, so it's known that the Rambam Shita was that since there's no Shituf in Islam, like there is in Christianity believes in the Trinity, which certainly violates our concept of Yichud Hashem, which is why for a Jew, Christianity is a avodah zarah. For a Christian, it's possible that it's not, because he doesn't have to have that kind of sophisticated, unambiguous view of Yichud Hashem, if he has to have Yichud Hashem at all. So for a Christian, it's quite possible that Christianity is not a avodah zarah. That's an interesting debate among the Rishonim and the Poskim. But for a Jew, it certainly is avodah zarah because of the Trinity. But Islam, of course, on a theological level, is not problematic at all. Because Muhammad, in the view of Islam, was a prophet. Right? He wasn't a god. He wasn't a deity. There is no concept. Theologically, Islam is closer to Judaism than Christianity is. The irony is that notwithstanding the theological greater proximity, right? There's always been a greater distance in a way between Islam and Judaism from another perspective, and that is that at least on Kisvei HaKodesh, there's an agreement between Christians and Jews as to the basic authenticity and basic text of Kisvei HaKodesh. Again, they call what we have the Old Testament, and they, claim status for their New Testament. That's a different point. But at least on what we call Tanakh, there's basically an agreement. There's differences of interpretation, but there's a unity in terms of what the text is. Whereas, historically, the issue in Islam has been that, they just don't believe, that what we call, Torah Shebichtav is true. They think it's forgeries and fabrications. So in a sense, there's less to discuss. Maybe it's better that way with Muslims than there is with Christians. Historically, there was always polemics with Christians, vikuchim, such as the one that the Ramban engaged in. But you don't have similar discussions because there's no common textual foundation with Islam. Even though theologically, there's greater proximity. Yeah.
Even if we talk about not just Azira Hashem, couldn't there be an issue specifically with things like Shafadiyah that it's, even if your das isn't in it, it's still objectively a form of.
We're talking about Islam now, or are you talking about. You're going back a question.
Yeah,
so what's the question again? Absolutely, I think that's what I was saying. I was just trying to show both sides of the coin. I was saying on the one hand, this is the point I'm trying to make, that on the one hand, your kavanah is very, very crucial because the tzura of what you're doing isn't objective, it's meaningless. If I kill somebody, then that's objective. If I'm a chal shabbos, that's objective. If I'm over to avodah zarah and I look at it in terms of the action, the zorek lamarkalos or the poar lepoar, our whole point is that these are meaningless actions. What I'm trying to develop now is the other side of the coin, which is maybe what you just said. Yeah.
I was saying dafka, the arba avodos.
Yeah, I think I said that too. Right, absolutely. It's for the same reason that in Chiluk it might be different. Right? Because what Ramban says in Sefer Mitzvahs about Lav Shebeklalos. But on both for two reasons. In other words, either because the Mechayim there is the abuse of Avodas Hashem. But even if you want to say no, it's not that. Those are defined as objective acts of Avoda. It's one thing to say about Derech Avodah Zarah, Porat Zmul Apar, and Zorek Lamarkalis. So you can say, that's their Mishagas. That's the whole point, is we don't believe in it. We don't think it has any stature. But Hashtah Hishtachavah, in other words, the Avodah's Pnim, their objective ways of worship. So you know, when they are directed to Pa'or and to Marcellus and you know, whoever else, it is a nice avera objectively. Absolutely. I think for either of those reasons, you could say that. I thought we were saying something more now. But I was saying in addition to the role of libo and so on, I said there's another element, and that is what I wanted to highlight with Islam, and that is, so some Rishonim, the Rambam and so on, say there's no Yahari Kal Yavo when it comes to Islam, from the perspective of Avodah Zarah, because theologically, there's no act of Avodah Zarah here. On the other hand, the Radvaz and others disagree. The reason that they disagree probably is because they understand not that they don't disagree with the Rambam on the theological side of things. What they say is, to constitute Avodah Zarah, it's not important that you have theological Avodah Zarah. What's really important is that you be betraying Torah Hashem, that you be betraying the Rabbanu Shalom. Anything that betrays the Rabbanu Shalom is an act of Avodah Zarah. Again, now last year in Sanhedrin, when we talked about Hasra at the end of the year, so we spoke about Mesis a little bit, right? I tried to point out that, again, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Nachash HaKadmoni was a Mesis. So normally we associate Mesis with Avodah Zarah. So it could be that it was Avodah Zarah, right? Some understandings of what the Nachash HaKadmoni was trying to say was, you know, what was connected to Avodah Zarah. I was suggesting there last year another possibility, and that is that Mesis means the ultimate act of incitement and rebellion against the Rabbanu Shalom. And once there is an Avodah Zarah in the world, once there is such a category, so Mesis is limited to Avodah Zarah. But at the time of the Nachash HaKadmoni, right, the Avodah Zarah wasn't on the agenda. You know, it wasn't even on his radar screen. Okay, but the ultimate act of incitement was to turn Chava and Adam away from the Rabbanu Shalom in the area where, in the only area where there were limits. And that was, you know, the eating of the Eitz Hadas. Again, I don't think it's only good drush. I think it's really true. So the point is that it's not that good drush isn't good. It is. But that's Mesis is a relative term at that point in time to the act of Mered against the Rabbanu Shalom, which is the way. That was the Avodah Zarah of its time, in a way. And in a sense, the Arishonim and the Sugya Vihar Gval Yavar, and the Achronim in particular, Poskim, who say, for example, Apikarsus, proclaiming publicly that, you know, the Torah doesn't come from the Avodah Shalom, or that you can abrogate Dine Torah, that they're not immutable. It's also Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? Now, what sense is that Avodah Zarah? Meaning, the understanding is, Avodah Zarah isn't the technical. Does that come under the rubric of Avodah Zarah in the dinim of Avodah Zarah? Not really. But the idea of Avodah Zarah, Yahari Gval Yavar, and so on, isn't necessarily about technical Avodah Zarah. It's about Mered against the Rabbanu Shalom in the basic cardinal principles of Yahadus. Yeah?
Talking about that, the Mered side of things, could that be, could you distinguish between personal Mered and a perceived Mered?
Yes. Well, absolutely, you could. But the point here is that the perceived merit begins to take on greater stature according to this perspective. In other words, what I think I'm trying to say is, on the one hand, it should all be about what you really have in your heart, libo l'shamayim. Because the act of Avodah Zarah, except if you're correct, quite correct, except maybe for Avodah Panim, for one of those two reasons, right, the separate mechayev or the objective definition is of an act of Avodah. But the other cases, Avodah Zarah Kedarka, no, not the Avodah Shalom Kedarka, basically is a meaningless action. So in one sense, everything should depend on your libo. What I'm trying to show with this is there's another perspective. That's the opposite perspective. The opposite perspective is that it's the perceived merit or the act of merit, you know, that's more important than that gives stature to what you're doing. Which is why that you might say that even a marasayin of Avodah Zarah is certainly for Yahari Gval Yavar purposes, for other reasons I'll explain in a moment, but even beyond that, maybe a kind of Avodah Zarah itself, transcending even the regular dinim of marasayin, let's say, in other halachas. Because it's the act of mered, possibly, not muchrach, It's not only defined by what you have in mind, or by what you, you know, objectively are doing, but sometimes by how people are going to look at it. People's perception, when merit is an issue, is more relevant than it is when the objective performance is an issue. Yeah, it could be, but what I'm saying is that the Kiddush Hashem, the Chilul Hashem, actually in Avodah Zarah may be different than Kiddush Hashem, the Chilul Hashem elsewhere, for that reason. Beyond the normal distinctions that are made, which I'll get to in a second. In any case, these are issues to look at. The second one, of course, closely connected in a way, is how do you define Ava and Yira? So how you define Ava and Yira in the Sugya, Jay? Rashi? Yira Sa'adam and Ava Sa'adam. Ben Chananel and? What other prominent Rishon?
Ramban?
No, not the Ramban. Well, the Ramban, you know, quotes both Shitas, but who's the Rishon who... No, no, no. The Ran doesn't like it at all. Get that in a second. The Rambam. Right? The Rambam of the Sephardic Zara holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. But Rabbeinu Chananel is earlier than the Rambam, so he deserves the credit or the blame, whatever you want to give him. But it's a fascinating idea. Namely, according to Rashi, it's not, there's no substance and content in it, right? It's just the motivation. Why are you doing this? Me'ava? Me'ava Sadam? Me'yira Sadam. Even within the view of Rashi, there's still a secondary machalokes about the word Yira. Namely, is it sakana or is it yiras mamon or some other lesser thing? The Ramban says that it's less than yiras nafsho, and Reb David Banfil in Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin, and some of the other Rishonim think that it's yiras nafsho, sakana. Right? We'll get back to that in a second. Okay, but at least the view of Rashi, there's no substance. It's all a question of motivation. But according to Rabbi Chanan and the Rambam, it's an amazing thing. Meaning, what does Ava mean?
Yeah, you love
people so much, it's not enough. Yeah, see, he's like crazy about the Savar Zara. He's aesthetically drawn to the Savar Zara. And Yira, even stranger. What? Yeah, he thinks the Avodah Zarah has powers, even though he doesn't think that it's the Rabbanu Shel Olam.
The problem is that could be only the Avodah Zarah in itself.
Oh, so that's what the Ran in both places, even though it's a different Ran, but the Chiddush Ran and Shabbos and the Chiddush Ran and Sanhedrin say that's Avodah Zarah in its own right. Right, the Chiddush Ran and Sanhedrin is even sharper. It's just a very fascinating perspective, right? And it's to say that Avodah Zarah is, you know, has beauty, intrinsic beauty. You know, or to say that it has powers, I don't want to, you know, ruffle the feathers of this Avodah Zarah. Isn't there Avodah Sholem? Right, but I don't want to get angry. That's essentially what the Rambam says. Right? That's Avodah Zarah, Me'yira, and Me'ava, according to Rabbeinu Chananel and according to the Rambam. So the the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin here is sharper. You know, in our Chiddush Aran also says it could be Avodah Zarah. But here it's sharper. One more second. One second. That's toward the end, yeah. But Rambam Pirush Perek Gimluchas Avodah Zarah Me'ava Kegon Shechashak B'tzura Zu Mipnei Malacha Shehoysan Noa B'yoser O She Avda M'yirasala Shema Tariyala Kemo She Medamim Avdeha She Metibo Maria Avalo Kibaleh Beloka According to Rabbah Pater V'hala Mechuvar Li Hekivin She'ove B'tzura Zu Al She Metibo Maria Apagav Delo Kibaleh Beloka Chayiv Misa, the Lagara min Mekatil L'Shed, the Amina B'Gemara, the Hainu Avod Avodah Zarah, the Stam Mekatil L'Shed, Sheinu Mekal B'Loka, I feel the Hachan Karolei Avodah Zarah, V'od, Mele Tarts Mekatil L'Shed, Sheinu Mekal B'Loka, V'Zeo Baal Ov, V'Leik El Alav, El Amashma, Kol She'osa Eid Avod Eiz Avodah Zarah, L'Shum Tzura Kedei She'agim Menu Eiz Atoeles, Har Yudasala Elokus, U'Svara, Alzeo Inyan Nefikach Ovda, V'Hi Inyan Avodah Zarah. Of course, it reminds us very much of the Egel discussions that we showed him, of the Medrash earlier, of Chazal and of the Rishonim, particularly the discussions of the Ramban or the Torah and the Kuzari, right? So did Klal Yisrael really think that the Egel had power? Was it a god? Right? Some Rishonim think yes. The Ramban and the Kuzari think no. They felt it was an intermediary. Now, there still could be a difference between an intermediary and something which has its own independent power, albeit it isn't the deity. It has supernatural powers, but not the deity. It's a very fascinating thing. Can you have a view that, you know, I distinguish between, you know, the Ribono Shel Olam and this thing, but this thing has power that is power that is independent of the Ribono Shel Olam. According to the Ran, such a belief is about a Zara Gemura. According to the Rambam and the Rach, it's not good by any stretch of the imagination. It's false. It's you know, it's something to be rejected. But it is not yet about a Zara. That's very fascinating. Okay. Then comes the third issue. And that is the question of the relationship between Oved Me'avo Me'ira and the Chiyuv of Yehoreg Val Yavor. Okay. So what do we know about Eli? What about that? Yeah. So what's supposed to say about it?
So just ask how
can you go ahead, quickly.
In Torah,
he's assuming, right, that if Kabbalah Selakus was a precondition, then most of these cases of Yehoreg Val Yavor wouldn't exist. But again, that's not some, according to some Rishonim, maybe the answer to this question. It's an existing Nevad, right, things of that sort. Okay, go ahead.
He also assumes that just because there's another Hakil Chiyuv Yehoreg Val Yavor.
The question assumes that because of the Chiyuv of Yehoreg Val Yavor, that should imply that B'di'eved is a Chiyuv Misa. That's the big question, whether that assumption, correct, is that maintained L'maskana or not.
It's supposed to have to be assuming Chiyuv Misa, or are you talking about Chiyuv
Karban? It sounds originally like the sugya is about Chiyuv Karban, but it seems pretty clear from the continuation of Tosas that this extends to Chiyuv Misa as well. Go ahead. In theory, you're right. That's strange. There, Rava says that. So apparently, he does hold Yehoreg Val Yavor. How would you square that with the possibility of Betzina being mutter? Hachet Perusha. Yeah, so it doesn't seem like Rava really holds up on Bishma. Okay, so then we have a problem. Namely, if there's a Chiyuv of Yehoreg Val Yavor, how could it be that Oved Me'avo Me'ira is Pater? Go ahead. Shlomar? So this is the challenge of that assumption. First answer of Tosfos is, in Ochanami, there is in this case, even in the case of Me'avo Me'ira, there's a Chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh. However, even though there's a Chiyuv of Yehoreg Val Yavor, which means that it is a kind of Avodah Zarah. Apparently there are two Avodah Zarahs, right? There's an Avodah Zarah, which you, when you're Mezid, then you're Chayiv Misa. When you are Oved Avodah Zarah, even though it is Oved Avodah Zarah, nay, Avo Me'ira. But you do it Be'onos, so in such a case, you are Potter. That's the first answer of Tosfos. Go ahead. Kashal Rajbo. The wrong holiday, but okay. We'll try to stick it in, try to link it up anyway if we can. But the so basically what he's saying, but basically the second answer of Tosfos is saying two things. As far as the assumption of the question,
these things that there are different types of
right, that's the second. In other words, because the first issue that we raised, which is how much Kabbalah Salakos and when does Libel Shemaim get you out of it? So now Tosfos is saying there are some distinctions to be made here, right? Avodah Zarah Shenevad as opposed to or stam as opposed to Ava Megira, right? So that's those are the distinctions that are made. But basically, in terms of the first assumption, namely, if there's a chiyuv yahar v'yavar, does that mean a mavar v'lonera gechayv mis or not? The first answer of Tosus was no, and the second answer of Tosus is yeah. Yes. Okay, we'll finish the end quickly. It's part of that first issue. Miu.
Stam over this can be died to them.
He's giving in to the fellow. Yeah, so this, of course, is the famous position of Balei Tosfos all over the place, that they believe that even in a situation of Yavar, Balei Yehareg, if a person chooses to Mekadeshim Shemayim, that that's a Midas Chasidus. This is Tosfos, this is the view of the Balei Tosfos. As we know, the Rambam emphatically rejects this view. The Rambam Perkei Chosesari HaTorah says that if you have a Chiyuv Yehareg Bal Yavar, if you have a Chiyuv Yavar Bal Yehareg, and you choose to give up your life rather than submit, not only is that not Kiddush Hashem, but it is Harei Zeh Miskayiv B'Nafsho. That's the famous formulation of the Rambam. Very, very important argument. Okay. In any case, what we have here is basically two days in Tosfos, very important. If there is a case of Chiyuv Leharig Vayavar, is there also a resultant Chiyuv Misa if he fails to meet the challenge? Okay. And indeed, not only 2 days in Tosfos, but a Machlokas HaRishonim across the board. What's Rambam Shita, Eli?
Sorry?
Rambam Shita?
Rambam Shita Vayavar.
If there's a Chiyuv Leharig Vayavar V'Avar V'lo Neharag. If it's a Yavar V'lo Yehareg, and he is Yehareg Vayavar, so Tosfos says that's Kiddush Hashem Midas Chasidus. Rambam says, "Arizim Miskay Benafsha." What happens in the opposite case? So Tosfos says 2 days. Namely, if it's Yehareg Vayavar and he's low Nerag, so Tosfos says 2 days. And Rambam Shita is?
Rambam says, "You're Potter."
You're Potter. Correct. And why are you Potter? You're right. Rambam says, "In Avar below Nerag, you're Potter." Why?
Tiranus.
Ram says, "Well, now the Sadabar." Other such pesukim, can you have it there? Go ahead, Yonah. There's a halacha. Perkei of Sadi Atora halacha Yimel. Yeah, I think I have it also. Unless you just halacha Yimel is out. No.
Chomi shenemar bo yarik vayavar va'avar v'lo nayar v'rizim achalas hashem.
So the Rambam is very fascinating. The Rambam says that the reason the Tosfos doesn't tell us, and Tosfos is 2 days, right? Tosfos is 2 days, but Tosfos doesn't explain to us why im avar v'lo nerag would be potter. He doesn't say why. He just says that it is potter. The Rambam says that the reason is because of Ptur Agus, and he quotes psukim that apply not only in this context but in many contexts, right? Naral Sasa Davar, and so on. The Chidush Aran here. David, a question?
Yes.
It does seem to be saying, well, that's what we're going to get to. I mean, in the simple reading of that Rambam, it sounds like he's chayiv. He did an aveira sheyesh b'misa, but since he did it b'ones, he's potter. Just like Olnar l'sasadavar in general. That's what it sounds like in the Rambam. Right. And that's the consistent. The Rambam says in Perek Chaf, or Chafala, Chaf Sanhedrin, right, that Olnar l'sasadavar, that you're not allowed to, we mentioned it earlier when we talked about the Munbaz, we mentioned it this year again, that there's a debate between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, I think Resh Pei Aleph, and also in Perek Chaf or Chaf Aleph, in the Sanhedrin, counts a separate Iser on Bezdin, right? An Azhara to Bezdin, not to be admonished people who did an Aveira Ba'onis. They call it these Pesukim. It sounds like they deserve it, but they don't get it because of the, it's an Onish issue. There's a Chiyuv, but there's no Onish. The problem with the Rambam is, as we'll see, is we'll see in a second, whether the Rambam is perfectly consistent. There could be another reason why in Avar v'lo Nerag you're a potter. What could be the other reason? This is the reason of the Rambam. But what the Ramban also has this idea that the Ramban goes a little further. What is the Ramban saying, Jonathan? You know, see it, Prime? David? Noam? No? Shlomo? Ramban says in the case of the Gemara, Oved me'avo me'yira. I already mentioned it, right? What does the yira mean? David?
Ramban?
Yeah. What does the word yira mean according to Ramban? Simcha. Simcha? See? Okay, right. I mean, in terms of okay, but if we hold like Rashi, what does it mean? Yiras mum, or Yiras physical, you know, consequence, but not Misa. Why not? Why not Misa? Because if it would be Misa, then he wouldn't understand Shitas Abaya. Abaya says Ovid Me'avo Me'yira is Chayev, right? And after all, the Ramban says, if it would really be Yiras Misa, Sakana, then even Abaya should agree. Why? And this is the way the Ramban is quoted by the Beloved Bonfield in the Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin as well. Because of Pteranus. Therefore, the Ramban is Mechadesh, that Rashi's Yiras Adam isn't Sakana. The Beloved Bonfield disagrees. The Beloved Bonfield says, then why is, you know, you can have a cake and eat it too. He says, you know, you might help Abaya by saying that, but you're putting Rava's explanation in jeopardy. Why, according to Rava, if there's no anus in the sense of Misa, so why are you potter? Good. According to Abaya, you've explained why you're chayav. So David Bonfield shifts everything. No, he says. According to Rabbah, it's onus. It's the onus is onus mitzah. And that's why you're potter. Had it been only mamon or some lesser fear, in Akhanami would have been, he would have been chayiv, even according to Rabbah. So it emerges clearly, according to the Ramban, though, and of David Bonfield, is that the patur here is a patur of onus, according to those who think that it's potter. If there really is a chiyuv yahareg v'yavar, like the Rambam. Except that, as we'll see in a second, for the Ramban, it's not so bad. There's another possibility why you're not chayiv, even if there's no pteranus. Well, let me say, why shouldn't there be a pteranus? Before we get to that. Shania.
V'yavar?
No, let's say there is the conditions of onus in the moment. Kiva?
Yeah.
Who says that there's a Ptur Anus when there's a king of Yahar Vayavar? When there's no Heter Pikuach Nefesh, is there a Ptur Anus? That's the question. Are Pikuach Nefesh, the Chaybahem, the Heter issue, and the Ptur issue, two different questions or the same question? The assumption of Rashi, of Tosis' question, which is that if there's a chiyuv, mesiras nefesh, that you should be chayiv, the truth is it really assumes two things. Number one, it assumes that what's on the table is avodah zarah. When you're chayiv limsar satzmacha, you're chayiv because the chumra saveira is that of avodah zarah. What do I mean by that? As opposed to what? Exactly, as opposed to Kiddush Hashem. As when, as Rabbi Shmuel, let's take it one step back. Rabbi Shmuel says that V'chai v'hem v'lo shem v'chayim applies even to Avodah Zarah. Over to Avodah Zarah, a person puts a gun to your head and says, over to Avodah Zarah, and he does a mitzvah. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Psachim, and in Avodah Zarah, they quote the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Tosfos is originally thinking, maybe Rabbah holds that way, but besides not. That is a bitzina, even in Avodah Zarah, it's Yavar v'al Yehare. Why? Because Rabbi Shmuel assumes two things. Number one, he assumes that B'chai ben Malosh Yavis Bahem neutralizes the Isra of Avodah Zarah, like it neutralizes other Averas. That's number one. And number two, he assumes that even though this had been Parhesya, he would be Chayiv, the Harig v'lo Lavar, that's because there, B'nikdash Nifasoch B'nei Yisrael, it's Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem Parhesya requires Mesiras Nefesh. But Kiddush Hashem Bitzina doesn't require Mesiras Nefesh. Or it's not considered Kiddush Hashem if it's Bitzina. That's the assumption of Rabbi Shmuel. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. They say when it comes to Gimel Averos, it's a Chiyuv of Yehari Vayavar, even Bitzina. Right? Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shvichus Dami. So now the question is, why? Because they hold that even though B'chai Ben V'loshu Amispahem applies almost always, the exceptions are Averos, Chamuros, Ad Ma'od. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shvichus Dami. This is what the Ramban says. Ramban in his Mechamos in Sanhedrin, and Rabbi David Bonfield in that piece that I asked you to look at in Samach Aleph Amud Beis in Sanhedrin, they have this formulation. The Gimel Averos are Mishum HaChomer Shabahen. And therefore, there's no v'chai v'hem v'lo shi'am v'spayim. There's no pikuach nefesh. Or, it's possible for a different reason. There is pikuach nefesh. But there's still kiddush Hashem v'chil Hashem. Ayitz b'tzina. These averos, yachayim limsar atzmecha v'tarish kiddush v'chil Hashem v'chilu b'tzina. Probably that's the view of the Baal Amor. It's some other Rishonim. The Baal Amor in Sanhedrin says that even when it comes in theory to Gilei Arayos, Shvichus Dami, Avodah Zarah, maybe not Shvichus Dami, but at least Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, at least Gilei Arayos, it could also be Mechalik in this question between the three in different ways. Hanos Atzmo, if the Anos isn't trying to make you violate for no reason or for an arbitrary reason, but if Hanos Atzmo is motivated by self indulgence, hedonism, right? So then you can be over, and you're not obligated to put up, to be mosa nefesh. That's how the Baal Amor interprets. He says, after all, we find the Parhesya, the Shas Hashmad, we have such a heter in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Esther Parhesya, the Gemara says, Hano Asatz Munshai. So the Baal Amor says, Huadin, Legabe, Gilei Arayos, and possibly Avodah Zarah, maybe even Shvichus Dami. What's the comparison? Those are midin Kiddush Hashem, this is midin Avodah Zarah. The Baal Amor thinks that everything is midin Kiddush Hashem, probably. That's where the Ramban disagrees. Ramban says, how can you compare these two things? The Gimel Averos, and the Shum Chomer Atzman. How can you compare? In the same discussion you have here, Rishonim have this question, right? So let's look at the question and now let's look at the two answers from this perspective. We'll stop in one more minute, but Rishonim say, if it's a chiv, you're hard by Yabar, so how can Rava say that you're Potter? Right. What's the assumption based on? If it's a chiv, pikuach nefesh. So A, what's on the table? Not Kiddush Hashem v'chil Hashem, Avodah Zarah. B, if Avodah Zarah is on the table and there's a chiv, Yehorig Vayavar, meaning there's no heter pikuach nefesh. So not only is there no heter pikuach nefesh, there's also no ptur onus. That's the assumption. Just like this Aveira is so chomer that there's no have to be caught nefesh, so too, you don't have recourse to the Ptur Anus for the same reason. Now, when Tosus gives the first answer, what does Tosus say? Not true. The Chiv Yahari Vayavar. But there's still a Ptur. So now, we have two possible explanations. One is because even though there's no Heter Pikuach Nefesh, that's on the Chathilo, that's the license question. Chomer Aveiros are such that they Chai Ben Lo Shem Svev doesn't apply to them. Good. Does that mean that there's no Shem Anus? And that there's no Ptur Anus? No. Pikuach Nefesh L'chud V'Anus L'chud. There's a Shem, you're considered to be an Anus, and there's even a Ptur. That's what the Ramban seems to say even Abaye would agree to. And that's what the Rambam says explicitly is the reason why in Avar v'lo Nerag you're Potter because of Anus. However, there's another possibility. That is that Avar v'lo Nerag is Potter not because Anus. Maybe in Achanami if there's a Chiyuv Yahareg v'yavar, maybe there's no Potter Anus either. But why doesn't he get the death penalty? Because the reason that he was chayav yahareg vayavar to begin with is not because of the chumras aveira, but because of the kiddush Hashem. So kiddush Hashem, chilul Hashem, are reason to make you give up your life. They're a reason to suspend pikuach nefesh. But did anybody ever say that if you mechal Hashem shemayim mechay nisa? Namely, the avodah zarah is not what's on the table here. In Tosus, we just don't know. We have no clue. We just have 2 days in Tosus. The second day of Tosus says the question's assumption is correct. First day of Tosus says it's incorrect. But which assumption? The assumption that we're dealing with Avodah Zarah, or the assumption that there's no Ptur Anus? We just don't know. But if you look at the Chiddush Yaran in Sanhedrin and the Chiddush Yaran on Shabbos, all of their different works, both of them at some point suggest, Akiva?
That it's the reason why you're not high is not because of Ptur Anus.
But because of the agenda, what's an issue is Kiddush Hashem. Although the Kiddush Yaran here is a little unclear. Because then when he goes on to Abaye, he says that Abaye would say if it was a Chashash Misa, you would be Potter Midin Anus. But the language of Kiddush Yaran, both here and in Sanhedrin, is based on Kiddush V'Chilo Hashem. In the Sugya in Sanhedrin, so the Ran goes on to say, I have a Raya from Kar Hesia. Right? In Farhesia, there's a Chiyuv, Dehareg, the Al Yavar. And yet, if somebody was Avar V'lo Nerag, what would be the halakha? He would be Potter. So too, in the Gimel Averos. That's the Raya of the Ran in Sanhedrin. So David Bonfield says, absolutely not. That Raya is incorrect. Potter in Nisa, I forgot the Isra Bey. Why? Because at stake is not the Avodah Zarah, but the Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem. Ela Sharav Rav David Mechalek Bein Elo Agim Al Averus Bein Shar Mitzvah. To the Shar Mitzvah, so we should not say, but the Mikdashti. Levika Chein Nisa Nolim Bechar Hesya. Of the Shasak Zera. Avu Be Elo Agim Al Averus Shein Machmas Chomer Atzman, which is exactly the line of the Ramban Mechamos on Ayin Dalet in Sanhedrin. Because just as there's no Heter Pikuach Nefesh, there's no Ptur Anus, which is exactly what he thinks in the end. Amayin Amidah B'Sifrei, Hivlo Anus HaDachar Rav Rav David, Dai Anus Lav Anus HaGuf, Shan Tzur Kutim Al Anus HaNefesh, Shiyat HaShalom Midaito, he's crazy, he doesn't know what he's doing. In other words, Rav David Bonfield, Yireim, a whole group of Rishonim, like the second day of Tosis, think, then in Achanami, there's Yehorek Vayavar, then there's no Ptur either. Because they assume both things. There's no ptur anus, and there is at stake avodah zara. But if you could be cholik, you could be cholik like the Rambam and the Ramban, beginnings of the Ramban, like Ramban for Abaye at least. Or you could be cholik like the views of the Chiddush Aran in both places. That is, because the only thing that's at stake is kiddush v'chilul Hashem. The problem, one second, is the Rambam. So I'll conclude, we'll speak about it a little more on Monday before we go on to the next, the main part of the Sugya, Masasa. The problem is the Rambam, because the Rambam begins Perek HaYochas HaSadiyah Torah with Kol Beis Yisrael, go ahead, the Ayona. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzubin,
Al
Kiddush Hashem. And how does the Rambam finish Perek HaYochas HaSadiyah Torah? Last halacha? The whole parak of Parakei, Yochas Sadia Torah, is dedicated to Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. Lest you say, okay, the beginning, the Rambam is dealing with these halachos, but Derech Agav, he also speaks about some of the other cases which have not to do with Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, have to do with Chomer Suaveira. But even the Rambam that ends off saying that Avar Velo Neharag is Patur Mishum Ones actually begins speaking in terms of Kiddush v'chilul Hashem, correct? Again, what is the halakha gimel? Parakei. Ram says in Avar v'lo Nerag when Yiskai v'horeg v'yavar, Harei zeh Kiddush v'chilul Hashem v'rabin. Right? Something like that. Who? Tal. Go ahead. Kamei shenera shenemar v'yavar v'yavar. V'nerag v'avar. Okay, so in other words, even the Gimel Averos are not being put in this context. Keep going. Skip a few lines. V'chomi shenemar bo. V'avar malkin, and so on. So mandakar shemei, what should the Rambam have said? And if he does it, he's chayav because he did it avera chamura for which there is no heter pikuach nefesh, and he's chayav nisa, or he would be chayav nisa if not for the pteronas. He said he violates avodah zara, he violates hili arayos, he violates shvichus damim, but he's patur mishumones. That's what he says. He says he violates chil Hashem, he violates kiddush Hashem, and however, there's a pteronas. Notice the Rambam combines these two halachos in a strange way. And if you look at the Ramban and the Chiddush Aran, they also are not purists. The Chiddush Aran in Sanhedrin is a purist, versus David Bonfield. But the Chiddush Aran here also seems to be going back and forth between the two. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll discuss this a little bit on Monday. Finish this off, and then this house.